Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Good to see all of you. Good to see my friend Malaika. Malaika, stand up and they see you and they give you a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Where's Uncle Bob? Yeah. When did Malaika start wearing respect? You don't remember. Maybe the mother remembers. Hallelujah. When did she start? She's short-sighted, long-sighted. Hey. Glory be to God. Children, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Let's give a big hand clap to the children. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I saw Mr. Ubalo when he came in, and I didn't see the wife, but I saw Flavia. So I was like, hey, Flavia is like what? Balo and Flavia are like Museveni and Natasha. Glory be to God. When Mama is not around, Natasha is in the what? The picture. Glory be to God. There are some people in this room who don't like seeing that. They're like Musei, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Glory be to God. There's something you say they wanted to talk about it. Anyway, I remember. Atwoki. Yes, Atwoki is a pet name that I inherited from my dad. I named myself Atwoki sometime last year. Okay, so I was like, hey, I mean, let me go with this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lydia, where's Mark? He's around. Hallelujah. I was going to tell her that your husband didn't come last Sunday, even this Sunday hasn't come. Glory be to God. Yes, Mark, good to see you. Okay, Mark, very soon we're going to find out whether Mark is a false prophet. Hallelujah. We already have one in the room. Okay, Sam Wanga Apoli, false prophet. At the beginning of the football season, he told us we are taking 4 cups. Okay? Already 2 cups have been what? Taken. Glory be to God. But Mark was like, you're taking a premiership. Okay, so we're waiting. In 2 weeks' time, is it? Aha. What about Champions League? Huh? Glory be to God. What do our cities say? Hallelujah. Bob, are you into soccer? You are? Okay. Anyway, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow the president is swearing in. It's tomorrow. It's Tuesday. Yeah, and Flavia, rather, Natasha will be there. Amen. I think Natasha will be there, isn't it? Glory be to God. Now, last week we talked about the golden rule. Okay? There's something that Christians began to call the golden rule, which was taught by the Lord Jesus. Jesus didn't say this is a golden rule, but what he said has since been called the golden rule. And it is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, which says that whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Whatever you want people, men and women, to do to you, do also to them. Okay? Children, whatever you want others to do to you or to do for you, do also to them. Okay? If you don't want your friends to abuse you, don't abuse them. Have you heard Hannah? Yes, if you don't want your friends to beat you, don't beat them. If you want your friends to be good to you, be good to to them. If you want your friends to share with you what they have, okay, share with them. Glory be to God. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Then Jesus said that this is the law and the prophets. The law here means the first five books of the Bible. Okay? The first five books of the Bible. Malachi, do you know the first book of the Bible? Give a big hand clap. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. Manzi, where's Manzi? Second book of the Bible. Exodus. Okay, give him a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Sheki, do you know the third book? Book number three? You have forgotten? Hallelujah. Teddy, third book of the Bible. I'm asking you. Glory be to God. Carl, fourth book of the Bible. Mathematician, eh? Numbers. Glory be to God. Amen. Others look at me because the next one, it's yours. Okay, book number five. Book number five. Hallelujah. People have opened their Bibles, and that's good. The whole purpose is to make you learn your what? Bible. Akik, Detroit, yet he's a Jew. Give him a big hand clap. Hey, to add any Bible study, huh? Glory be to God. Murutorate. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, so Jesus said that this principle that do unto others what you want them to do unto you, okay, it is the law, the first five books, and the prophets, the other books, okay, beginning from Judges, Ruth, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, those are what? The prophets. Hallelujah. So he's saying that this principle, do unto others what you want them to do unto you, is a summary of the Bible at that time. Because at that time, it was only what we now call the Old Testament. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if we just do this, okay, in addition, of course, to things like praying, praising God, you understand it? Yeah, we shall glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We should do this on the road. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't want Kampala to people to make Kampala dirty for you, don't make it dirty for them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Which means that if you have a car and you drink water, when you have emptied it, don't throw the bottle. What? Those of you who eat pig in this room, roasted pork. Okay? Hallelujah. Chicken. Okay? You're eating, then, you know, the people driving behind you just see bones, you know, flying out of the car. Glory be to God. Don't do that. Don't do what? Because what you're doing, other people are going to do it. And then you say, the city is what? Is dirty. Then you blame it on Museveni and who? Janet. Hallelujah. It's not their fault. Glory be to God. Those bottles, bouveras, you see, it is not their fault. Hallelujah. It is not what? It is our fault. Because for them, by the way, they can't throw bottles out of the what? The Mercedes, what? By the way, I've ever sat in one of those cars. The man, those things are comfortable. They would have potholes. What is that called? Any man, those cars are good. Hallelujah. Anyway, you can't do that. You understand? When you're in those cars, even when you want to. Hallelujah. But this is serious. I have a problem with guys who come to do work at my home. Amen? They come, then badja bottles of water, then lunchtime comes and maybe they go across the road, buy a chapati, bring buveras. Then after they're gone, you find bufalas in my compound. I'm like, Ugandans. You understand? So, by the way, the reason why our city is dirty, it's a mess, is because people's homes are dirty. People's homes are dirty. All the bufalas you see around the place, it begins from people's homes. Glory be to God. It begins from people. If Ugandans were clean, hallelujah, they would do this, what they are doing. They would practice the tidiness, the cleanness that they practice in their homes. They would practice it outside. For you to go to someone's home and then you throw bottles, bouveras, maybe papula, littering children. Littering is evil, children. Littering is what? Is evil. It is a sin. Because in heaven, there is no littering. Okay? You eat a sweet, children, then you throw the bouveras, you know? Hallelujah. Don't do that, okay? There's someone who has already what? Please, don't do that. Okay? And let it begin with we, the parents, the adults. Okay? Let us not do it in our homes, and the children will learn from us, even as we instruct them not to do that. Glory be to God. Okay? If you insist on getting what? On keeping the city dirty, but you want it to be clean, but you're not making it clean, yet you want it to be clean, do you know what will happen? God will answer your prayer. God will raise up a dictator. A dictator like Kagame. Rwanda. Very clean. Do you know why? Mukamba yabao. Okay. They have a dictator. You understand? And it's working. It's what? It's working. We need, for some time, if we need to get things in order in this country, in my opinion, for a few years, okay? Is that your sister? Akiki. Yeah, yes, I could see she resembles you, okay? She can come and sit next to you, or you can go and sit next to her so that you can keep her, what? So, in my opinion, I think this country needs some... Now, this is not God speaking, okay? My opinion. We need a dictator, a good dictator, okay, for some years. For some what? Basically, we need someone who's not looking for votes. Who doesn't need votes. Whether Mumulonda or what? Mumulonda, Aja Bafuga. You understand? But Aja Kusawo elections, but he really didn't care. He's still going to get 96%. Like Ukagame, Uncle Paul. Okay? Ukagame, okay? My daughter, many years ago, she was watching TV. Then she saw Paul Kagame. Then she read Paul Kagame. And by me, she was interested. Paul Kagame. But no, it is Kagame. Okay? Basically, we need someone like that. Okay? But this is not the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. As someone who is not tired, he didn't need your vote. But you put elections to impress the Muzungu. But you get 96%. Hallelujah. Then you can you chiboko on the streets for making what? These things of red lights. Why do boda boda guys think that baby Tala utebiba kuatako? You understand? So they are doing, they are behaving bad on the road, isn't it? But they want other guys to be, you understand? So they are not doing unto others what they want them, what they want to be done unto them. But we were corner, we were going to be a you understand? You know, but sometimes, sorry to say, they're just reaping what? Glory be to God. You taxi guys, same, what? Hallelujah. Okay? Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't want others to be violent towards you, don't be violent, aren't you? Because if you're violent against someone, they'll answer fire with fire. Glory be to God. And then someone who said he's a master of violence. His thesis at Dar es Salaam University was, you know, something to do with what? Violence. So you don't... if you... anyway, glory be to God. So do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Hallelujah. And last week, like you heard, like I said, God wanted us to especially address the issue of giving. Hallelujah. Okay, God made that known unto me from the testimony Joanne shared the other Thursday, how some children in this church gave a gift to Manzi, okay, and the mother was so touched, so blessed by it, okay, and she realized that the way she felt, okay, the pleasure she got from that is how God feels when, that's how God feels towards givers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Hallelujah. Bright, you had better learn this very quickly. It will help you a lot. Hallelujah. Especially concerning this subject of what? Of giving, which I'm going to talk about again. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, that give and it will be given to you. Give and it shall be what? Given to you. So you see, when you give, okay, God will make sure that you are also given. Okay? Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. So Jesus said, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put into your what? You can say your pocket, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be generous. Okay? And generosity will be returned unto you. Now, I need to say this. When I give to Mr. Barlow, I shouldn't be expecting him to also give me. Do you understand? That's not what I'm saying, and that's not what Jesus said. You give Mr. Barlow. Leave the being given to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? Sometimes, Bambi especially, children, they're like, Nange unakuwa sweet. I also gave you sweet. You also give me. Then they'll start to quote Pastor Moses. Pastor Moses said, hallelujah. But adults also do it, man. You understand? Okay? Adults what? Do it. They're like, I'm going to give you money for your wedding. But I've invested. I expect what? I have just kept my money with you. I take work at Wompa. If I gave you 100K, you shouldn't give me back 100K. Add 50. Really, that's how chaps are operating. That's how human adults are operating. Hallelujah. So they give with strings attached. They're expecting back from you to whatever you are wearing. That thing that there's nothing called a free lunch. Now, we shouldn't practice that. Hallelujah. I've given you now for me. I'm looking unto God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God will call someone to give to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. Okay, verse 25 says that the generous soul will be made rich. Okay? The generous soul. generosity will be returned to it. Yeah? Is that correct English? Okay. Hallelujah. And he who waters others will also be watered himself. Hallelujah. So that is figurative, isn't it? Hallelujah. Basically, it is just saying that if you give, it will be given back to you. Hallelujah. The generous soul should be what? The generous soul will be made rich. And he who waters, okay? NIV says, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice in all that we have read, okay, God hasn't exempted anyone. God hasn't what? Exempted anyone. Okay? God hasn't exempted people who say that for them they have nothing. God hasn't exempted. Now, if there's someone who earns 1 million shillings and another one earns 50,000, okay? God hasn't told the one of 50,000 that we, for you don't give. Oh no, oh, the one of 1 million, yari no kuwa. You understand? He hasn't said that. Glory be to God. Amen? And Africans need to understand this. Nefe tusuru kuwa okuwa bazungu. You can take a mzungu out for lunch. Do you understand? Amen? Even when the guy has what? Has a card. Eh? It's called what? There's a name for it. Yeah, you. Eh? Babu Itabatiobo. Babu E. Okay? He has a tiny cash. One time, when we went to the States with my wife, before the kids were born, we went for a wedding. Remember Jeremiah? So Jeremiah took us to meet his boss. Okay? His boss is into real estate, or was, because he died a few years ago. And at one point, this guy was in the top 100 rich people in America. Okay? Top 100. And so he was into real estate. Now, by the time he went there, he was building houses at Stanford University. And so when there, we met him, okay, we began to talk, you know. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. So we met the guy, we talked. Then the guy said, you know, people say that I'm rich, but I'm not rich, I don't have money. Then he pulled out his what? Wallet. Okay? This guy was, at one point, top 100. He pulled out his wallet. Then he opened it and said, you see, there's no money. And indeed, it was what? Empty. Tumwari mu opapula. But of course, I wasn't a fool. Glory be to God. Definitely, I believe mwari mu ka card. Do you understand? Or cards, for that matter. Okay? But back to the point. The rich and the poor, all of them are supposed to give. Glory be to God. All of them are supposed to what? Hallelujah. No one, Jesus never said that only the rich should give Joan a full tank. Or should give Joan a fuel. Sometimes you can call upon someone who has little money. Say, mutele mwen kumietano. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see this begging mentality, yeah? That poverty mentality that for me, I am poor, I'm supposed to be given. Hmm? Every time you see someone who has more than you, you are like, they have my money. They have more than me because they have my money. When they don't give you a lift, you cut a wire. Okay? How? Don't buy the lift. Why those people, you know? Do you understand that? You know, eh? Of course you can say, but God, yeah, brother, so and so, Nantapa lived. But don't think that they have your money. Glory be to God. One time I met the pastor of VCC in Tinder. Where is that? Is it this side or this side? So I met him somewhere in Uchiwatule, some place called, it's called Chaco something. Yeah? Like it's around that the junction. So now I honor him because he's a true man of God. So he was with his wife, I think, they're having what? Breakfast. So I'd gone there also, I think, to meet someone. So I saw them and I was like, you know, as I'm leaving, I'm going to what? To pay for these bazungos, what? To pay for, basically to clear their bill. Okay? So as I drank, whatever I was drinking, I called one waitress. Nemagamba mumpe what? Biria umjin pengenda njagala kukola chi? Jesus. So she went and got, you know. But when she brought it, you could see that she had told other what? Waiters and waitresses. Because when she's bringing it, we never want to, you know. Okay. Glory be to God. So I cleared it. Then immediately, she went and told the what? Pastor, it's called, I think, Darius Amela. And the girl was like, he was grateful. But you could see, I could read people's minds. They were like, which African pays for Mzungu? Mzungu ya no Musa Sulira. Mr. Gera. But for me, I'm like, no. I am not in that what? Caliber. Mzungu, if the Mzungu wants to pay for me, if Bali wants to pay for me, okay? Okay? Let him pay for me. But I'm not going to be there drinking my soda and I'm wishing. Christ and God balance us with you. But in a sense, I was wrong. Do you understand? Now, that mentality is going to get you broke. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. That mentality that villagers they're the only. The people in the city, right, are the only ones we should give to them. For them, they don't what? For them, munutua. But you see, it is my stuff. Hallelujah. I didn't leave. You are not the one who sent me what? It is God who got me from what? From there. You understand? But I can give if I want. But you can't just be there saying that what? When did you keep your money with me? Do you understand? So now there's a chalo called Uganda. Then a chibuga called London. Okay? By the way, you have to say that word well. London. Okay? I had this lady, Bamturaki, the former. When she was what's pay how why London the fly my London she just sounded what she just sounded higher glory be to God. Okay, so that mindset that gwebai no kuwa gwe towa. That is called a poverty mindset. And it will mess you up. It will what? Mess you up. Glory be to God. Whether you have 50, 10,000, a million, 10 million, you should always be ready to give. Okay? Don't be there waiting to be given. You leave the being given to you to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, now this is a joke, but it also has some truth to it. We have talked about it a lot with Akik. Okay, the newborn. Enkerembe. Do you know that word? Enkerembe. The Bachiga, you have it. Enkerembe. Don't you have it, isn't it? Yeah? Enkerembe. Don't you have it, Bob? Enkerembe. Like a newborn. What do you call a newborn? The Baganda call it what? Omwele. Eh. Eh? Omwele. Eh, that thing sounds bad. At least Enkerembe, isn't it? All of them sound bad. Yeah. Eh. But I think it's true. Like all of them, they sound bad. But Omwele. You understand? Omwele. Like, you know, eh? Eh, Omwele. Baby. Glory be to God. So, Bryce, you deceived me. You told me that even the Banyankole will call them Enkelem. Okay, after the service. Oh, it wasn't you. It was someone else who spanned me. Hallelujah. But, yes, so this thing, we have talked about it. Okay? There are communities in this country which pay really little taxes. Their taxes are not that much. Yes. Like the money which they collect there. Sinyinji. Amen? Sinyinji. But now those communities expect to be like Kampala, where most of the taxes are collected. That wouldn't be fair, would it? But they are like, yeah, you guys in Kampala, what? You get everything. You get 60%. You should what? Come and do it. But, and some of them don't want to work. Now, like, there's someone in this church who was telling me that he goes up country, he's planting some stuff, he employs people to work. Hmm? Then people say, okay, for us, we shall work half a day. So they show up at 9. Okay? Then they retire at midday. Then they make phone calls. Tumaze half day after. Akafe, akagwirao. Do you understand? Then they get that money and go drink alcohol. And they don't show up the following day. But at midday, they are drunk. Then they show up 2 days later. In a half day, and they don't want to work for the, you understand? Now, those guys want Museveni and who? And Natasha. to tarmac their road like the one in what? Is that what? Because all the money, you know, but you see, they don't want to work. So they want to just drink, get like a 5K drink, then they expect Museveni to what? Kampalans. You know, it's just not right. I'm not a politician. But just now, politicians will say, what? Now, because, you know, yeah, give those guys a road, give them. What? But they're just saying that, but they're just speaking of politics. They also know that's not right. But they want now to sound like they're fighting for the other guys, for the other guys who can give them votes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The generous soul will be made what? Rich. And he who waters, he who refreshes others, will himself be what? Refreshed. Hallelujah. Amen. We reap what we sow. Glory be to God. We reap what? What we sow. If you're generous, you will reap generosity. Glory be to God. Now I'm telling you what Jesus said. I'm not speaking to you as a politician. I'm not a politician. Okay? If God ever calls me to go into that area, okay, I'll request him that if it is your will and if it's not evil, make me a dictator. Hallelujah. So that I do these guys good and they don't, I don't need their votes. You see, if you need their votes, man, Glory be to God. I hear that's why immediately after the election, because Katya out. Okay? Natasha Tetagawa, bloggers, those guys, Kasukos, Okunonyo Bururuwe. So immediately after, he's like, off the roadside. You understand? You understand? You understand? It was done. Okay? But some people say that it wasn't who? It wasn't a big man. It was a dictator in the making. God, you see, and he did a good thing, if it's him. Hallelujah. Never people say, Kati Fabavo. Hallelujah. Kati, shouldn't the right thing be done just because? Do you understand? Glory be to God. Now Akiki is looking at me. He's like, I thought this guy was a man of God. But he died. What kind of man of God doesn't care for the poor? I care for the poor. I give to the poor. But I don't want the poor to be seated there waiting for me. What? Glory be. Before when I know that that's the case, I turn to a rich man. Ningamba rich man, ngukuri deji. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you want to get out of lack, be generous. Hallelujah. Okay? You remember I was in second year? Okay? One morning, I'm getting out of bed and I had an audible voice. The audible voice told me, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. I had it in my ears, not in my heart. It was like someone was in the room. Okay? So I got to know that it was God. The voice told me, Bright, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, that if you give, it shall be given back to you. And you joyfully obey that, you will never see financial depression in your life. Glory be to God. Katinze sit down and tula neninda bampe. Hallelujah. If I have little, nang and the giver. Glory be to God. Nang and the giver with my little. Hallelujah. Sit down and tunida ulidia. Then, man, there are these thugs. These thugs in. In Uganda. Okay? Okay? Yes, and some of them are your relatives. Like, some of them are my relatives. Now, the time, they know that people are paid on 25th or 30th. That's when they what? Make the calls, man. You understand? So, we have studied this thing, you know? Because our twins are God, because banks. Stand charge Baba Sasula, why 25th? Kacha olimuloko le, kankuri lengo limba, that 29 cents. So guys, call, you have received those calls. I hope you haven't made them. Hallelujah. Please don't do that. No timing, government guys are paid on what? 30th, I don't know. There's someone who does that, two people who do that to me. Every month. Okay? And when those phone calls come during that time, I don't pick them. Okay? I pick them mid-month. So, Abombawe is always seeing Zesta Quarter, end of month. Because I know the stupidity, the stupid game they are playing. They think somehow, Walwo Ayan Syndicate is sent away on 25th. Someone sent me their money on 25th. Now I'm supposed to pass it off. Glory be to God. Amen? Please don't do that, okay? Okay? Don't do that. Be generous. Hallelujah. God said in Genesis chapter 8:22 after the flood, okay? He said that, While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, all those things shall never cease. But notice he included seed time and harvest. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? So one of the things you can see there is that there will always be a time to sow, and when you sow, surely harvest has to come. Hallelujah. This is a principle in the earth. Okay? Glory be to God. And by the way, good or bad, you have to sow. Okay? Kenneth Hagin used to say that some of you have to pray for a crop failure. You sow the evil, so you better pray for God to summer. You understand? Eh? Hey. Pray for a crop failure. You planted bad fruit and you're going to reap. So you say, man, pray for what? The harvest, God to mess up the harvest and then come. And you can do that, by the way, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Galatians chapter 6, from verse 9, it says that, do not grow weary. Don't get tired. Don't faint while doing good. For in due season, you will reap if you don't lose heart. Okay, Bob, don't get tired of doing good. There's surely harvest time coming if you don't give up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do not stop doing good. Okay? That also means don't be there waiting for good to be done to you. You be doing good. Hallelujah. In due season, as God determines, okay, a harvest will come to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Children, are you listening? Yes. Who has said yes? Hannah, come. Okay? Glory be to God. Hannah, come and I give you what? Sweet. But I was told that sweets are bad. Is that true? No, why does Natasha allow them in the country? Hannah, is it Hannah who said yes? Yes, Hannah, here you are. She's fearing that there's a trick to this. Glory be to God. She's coming. Are you coming? You keep my money here. Glory be to God. Okay? Glory be to God. This thing will sort you out. Be generous. Okay? And notice, Jesus didn't say that only the grown-ups should be generous. He said all of us. So meaning also children, you are involved. The grown-ups, the young, the rich, the poor, the city dwellers, the people from up villages, were blacks, whites. You understand? Those who stayed in Sasa and those who stay, all of us are supposed to what? To give. Glory be to God. Then he says that therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do what? Opportunities are always there. God sends opportunities for you to give, for the poor to give, for the villagers to give, for the blacks to give, and they don't utilize those opportunities. They are waiting for them to be given. And that's one of the reasons why they are what? Why many of them are broke. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In fact, the earlier you start, the better. Because now, when you start when you're young, giving becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you. Hallelujah. And so it becomes easier. So you grow up giving, and that means that blessings will be multiplied unto you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know this, by the way, it's important to remember what the scripture says. I think it is 2 Corinthians 9, 7 or 8. We say that God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? God loves what? God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. Okay? Where is it? Verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. Okay? In the Amplified Version of the Bible, this is how verse 7 is written. That bit of God loves a cheerful giver. It says that God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his what? Giving. God takes pleasure in. Hallelujah. That's what Joanne was talking about the other week. The pleasure she felt, okay, when her son was given a present. And maybe it was 28,000, many coins. And the mother was touched. Okay? Now, what she experienced is what God experiences towards givers. Glory be to God. And that which he experiences towards givers, he doesn't experience towards people who are not givers. People who are waiting to be given. Hallelujah. Amen? He doesn't. God loves a cheerful giver. He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to do without. Okay? A cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his what? Giving. Glory be to God. Amen? Many years ago, okay, I think I was doing my internship. Okay, so we're talking about 2001, 2002. Hallelujah. Boss, what did he do? Okay? Hallelujah. 2002, 2003, okay? I was doing internship. I gave away my first salary. I gave it to a friend of mine who was an evangelist, okay? Who has since then become a Muyai. But back in the day, band was real. Hallelujah. So I was working in Hoima. They paid us our dime. Okay, I think it was 450K. Now I had to come back for graduation because we began internship before graduation. So I had to come back for grad. Okay? So I went. They paid us in cash or anyway, whatever. But I came from Hoima with cash here. My 450 kezonangenda ukuzigaba. I reached in Kampala. I gave it to the man of God. Glory be to God. So basically, I gave it to God. Hallelujah. Nentukeka, I told my mother. Say, msalagwa ingwa, na, ukusose ngugavi. Glory be to God. Then she told me, Kati, have you tagisa for your graduation? Upate kati. Nemkama chimani, wani mwa dekezi muwa. For me, I wanted to. Okay? This great thing is just a day. Glory be to God. Okay, now, around that time, I had a dream. Okay? I had a dream And in this dream, there was a party at the State House, okay, Entebbe, and I was in attendance. They had invited me, and I was there. Now, at a certain point now, they cut the cake, okay? They cut the cake, and they got little children, okay, to go to the high table, receive cake on those trays. Eh? They're called trays. And, Bazita Aja, trays, eh? Then to come and what? Give, serve, Yeah, that's the word. Serve the guests, okay? So now I remember, now for many years, I would still see that little girl that I saw in the dream, okay? So this little girl went to the high table, cake was put on her tray, then she would come to serve the guests, huh? Another kid also were, but God will put the attention, the focus on the little girl. So she would get the cake, but then she was very young, eh? Okay? That age group where ideally she should, as she brings the cake, she would, you understand? But why she wouldn't touch the cake. She would bring. And now, before she even gets to, like the adults, whatever, eh? Other little children would come and grab the cake and eat it, and this little girl would look at them, smiling at them. Okay? Other children would come, grab the cake, you know? Then she would go back, get more cake, come to serve the guest. Then, you know, and she would just smile, look at me. Like, in the dream, I looked at this girl, I was like, this child is amazing. A little child doesn't do that. She should also be fighting, doing what? Crying, that this one, you know, she didn't take any bits from it. And she freely let other children take the cake, and she was just smiling. Glory be to God. Now, the party ends, and it's time to go home. Now, in the dream, we walked, you know, maybe I guess to the taxi park. And so, as we walked by the street going, I saw that this little girl had come with a guardian, okay? So as we're walking away, the guardian, some young lady, spanked the child, beat the child. She was like, you what? Why couldn't you keep something for yourself? You let the children eat all the kid cried. She was spanked. Then I came to her defense. I was like, no, how can you beat such a child? That child is special. This lady was like Sagara Kumanya. You know, but man, I love that child in the dream. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, when I woke up from the dream, okay, God gave me the interpretation of the dream. He told me that the way you felt towards that child is the same way that I feel towards you. You are like that little child. Glory be to God. Then he made me know that that is how he feels towards givers. Okay? Exactly that. God takes pleasure in, prizes above other things. He loves. Okay? A joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For many years, I would still see that child, like in my heart, okay? But over the years, it's faded. And every time I would think about that girl, man, you know, one time I even wished that I could give back to that one. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, that child was special. Hallelujah. Now we are like adults. When our children are over generous, so where to go into you? To go into your what? Yeah, boarding school, those things. Why to go into your skywarm, teleke, biscuit? What? Remember those things of grab? They give you someone of our man, you should be mean. Hallelujah. But back in school, for some reason, children who had come from abroad, for some reason, man, those guys were mean. Now I'm telling you my experience. Sam, is it not true? Man, guys who had come like from the UK, then they come to Smart, senior one. But over the years, I understand where it was coming from. Okay? Out there, everyone for himself. Glory be to God. Everyone what? For himself. Baby, you should go abroad. You'll see how that principle is put to work. Glory be to God. You think those guys abroad are very general? Yet back here, like in Africa, there's that thing of now, those things. For example, your wedding. It is a family wedding. But your mind knows who are. So Uncle Swan has to give Uncle Why, you know, then my cousin, my uncle, you know. But out there, man, your wedding is your wedding. Then you invite us. Then we can just come with a gift, you know. But you don't send us wedding, budget. Those things are not there. Glory, lunchtime. Binebio kuchara uku lunchtime. You were. Out there, if you're staying in someone's house, like you come as a visitor, day one can be called day two, but day three now, you start to pay bills. But it's the truth. You pay bills. Out there. You understand? Because Boba and Bama is saying they, no. I think they don't have where to steal the money. So his car, 1 month for the month, I can budget a money, and that's 10K, a month every month. Kati going to get you know now, quality. Parents make their children pay bills at home. You are finished. You understand? You pay. And the children understand that because that is what? Glory be to God. Not the things of you're working. Okay, you're finished. You need, you're working. But you're still at home. Okay? Yet you drink water. What? Pay for the water that you are. Hallelujah. Glory be. So, you say, visiting at lunchtime. Oh, man. Hey. My wife went for what? Honeymoon in Australia with Jera. So we were staying with some whites, like a couple. Okay, they were, I think, in their 70s. Man, these guys, you bakers, I guess, you understand that. Food is for measuring, man. You know, those things you see on those food networks, weight of how many grams? Then, of what? What be money? Those were things. Their money is what? So these guys are old and now they're taking care of their health. You understand? But yeah, a little bit. So now they measure, man. But now, car wings, Kaminzan. So now we come, we are young guys for us, you know. We are not in their things of what? Of healthy eating. Hey, guys will give us cartoon food, man. Hey. So my what I did when we go out what? During the day. I would what? You know you buy your stuff, man. You buy because they gave us like a guest house, you know, So you buy your stuff more money after your cartoon dinner. Man, you have your grab, man. Glory be to God. So in our room, man, we packed our stuff, man. Glory be to God. Measuring. By the way, I'm not joking. Now, how do you expect Okugwa Mubajeti guy, and you know, just show up? Now, for us, we didn't pay because it is them who invited us. You understand? Okay? But now they haven't invited you. Then you just show up. Lunchtime. Mark is a natural. Doesn't your brother do that? Okay. And by the way, they are healthy. Yeah, very healthy. That guy that time was 70, now that was 2010. He's still around, professor. Yeah. Okay. So don't eat a lot. Okay? Don't what? Don't eat a lot. Hallelujah. But anyway, God loves a what? A cheerful giver. Now, that alone, man. The way Joan felt, okay, now multiply that by billion times. That's how God feels towards a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. And that is why he's not going to allow that you suffer poverty. He has, because man, you are a wonder in God's eyes. Glory be to God. So God will make sure, okay, people are generous towards you. And he knows that you continue to be generous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Never forget that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you are a giver, God will make sure you're given too. Okay? In addition to the so many other blessings that he will send your way. Okay? Which are not even material. Okay? I read a story, Kenneth Hagin share a story that many years ago, he was preaching, then he saw a young man, or a man, walking in the service. Then he said, now as Hagin, who preaches, he felt the Lord telling him, give that man this amount of what? Money. It was maybe like $10 or $20. So at the end of the service, he walked to the man and he gave him what? That money. Okay? Then this man, a stranger, told him, I needed exactly this amount of money. I am a preacher and I'm traveling to a certain place to preach. But the money I had could only get me until this town. You understand? So now that's where when I got off the bus or the train, okay, because I'm a Christian, I decided to go to church to pray. And now I needed just this more money to get to another town where I've been invited to preach. Glory be to God. Now, many years later, Kenneth Hagin prayed for a man who had a certain condition, okay? And the condition, the man was healed miraculously, okay? Then God told Kenneth Hagin that this miracle wouldn't have happened hadn't you given the other man, the other time, this amount of money. Glory be to God. So he told him that this miracle, I've used you to perform this miracle because of the giving you did the other time. Hallelujah. So you could see now things which are immaterial, intangible. Glory be to God. Now like that healing gift. You see, God gives it to him because of the giving he did. Glory be to God. I always say, if you're generous, God will bless your children with things money can't buy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God loves a cheerful giver, and God will bless a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. Nkwans, never forget that. All of us, we should never forget that. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.